King David threw a big enough party that even a millionaire couldn't match it. But why? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Today's scripture is especially important to understanding our Devo, so I wanted to point out a few highlights from it. This is from 2 Samuel 6. King David is celebrating the return of the Ark of the Lord, and part of that celebration includes himself and presumably others just dancing all out, including actual leaping, and then serving dessert to thousands of people and giving up tons of his own wealth to God. All of this to say that David was throwing a pretty big party in God's honor. So let's get to the reason why we celebrate too now today with Celebration Part 1 by Taylor Ising. Did you know God commands his people to party? Just skim through Leviticus 23 and count how many times God tells his people to celebrate. In fact, Jesus' first miracle took place at a wedding celebration. And as we can see in today's Bible passage, sometimes holy festivities can look pretty wild. Celebration is vital to the Christian life. A birthday, a holiday, a graduation, or just a long weekend can be a reminder to look backward at all the good things God has done for us. Many of the festivals in the Bible commemorated times God saved his people, so festivals acted as regular reminders of God's faithfulness. When we celebrate, we also look around at the good things God is doing in this moment, and we pause from normal life to acknowledge his great works. Then, we look forward to the good things he will do in the future, including our ultimate celebration with Jesus at the wedding supper of the Lamb. We also celebrate because we follow a God who celebrates. Zephaniah 3:17 says, God rejoices and even sings over his people. When we rejoice, we are joining in with God's perpetual celebration over us. Heaven echoes with the songs of God, and we can take every opportunity to sing along. As Christians, we always have a truth worth celebrating. We get to live in relationship with the God of the universe because of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. That's why King David danced in the street until his clothes fell off, because the Ark of the Covenant, where the very presence of God dwelt, was among them. David realized this incredible truth, and his joy was so great, he couldn't hold it in. Celebration bubbled up from within him when he was in God's presence. Today, everyone who has put their trust in Jesus has the joy of having the presence of God with them. Jesus' love for us is wild, so let's celebrate with abandon. And let's talk about this a little more. What is your favorite celebration? What about it do you find fun or meaningful? How do celebration, joy, remembrance, and merrymaking help us draw near to God? Celebration is an act of faith that acknowledges life doesn't depend on us. In Leviticus 23, how many times does God tell his people not to work? By resting, the Israelites remembered they depended on God to provide for them. What are some ways you can practice rest in your life? As you and I can read in Luke 15:10, Jesus said, "In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read 2 Samuel 6, verses 12 to 23 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And hey, don't forget about our new reading plan. We just released it yesterday. If you've ever wondered how to hold on to hope in a broken world, our 30-day devotional plan called Living Through War walks through real questions about pain, fear, and faith, and it points you to the peace Jesus offers right in the middle of it. You can find it in the Unlocked app. Just search Unlocked Teen Devotions in your app store and start reading today. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me, the other side of the coin from celebration. We'll be talking about lament. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.